He says the Sunnah, with the majority of the people of knowledge, that the person should look at the place of his prostration while you're standing to recite, or while you're in your rukur, while you are sitting for tashahud, or while you're sitting between the two prostrations, that you be looking at the spot where your forehead lay down in sujood. He says, and it is established from the Tabi'i, the great Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he says they used to consider it recommended that a man look in his salat in the place and the spot of his prostration when he put his forehead, like when he prostrate. So him, rahimahullah, this great Imam, he's narrating to us the statements of the Salaf from the companions and the Tabi'een as related to this point. He says, as for the hadith that mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to make tashahud, he used to look at his finger, that hadith is weak. It says, more than one of the ulama considered the hadith is weak, that a person look at his finger while he's making tashahud. The Shaykh, he says, some people, may Allah rectify their affairs, when he's in his salat, you find that person is not humbling themselves, don't have no khushu', they don't have no adab and etiquette in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you find that person sometimes looking up to the sky or to the ceiling, and or sometimes looking at the things in front of him. Other people, they be looking to their right and to their left in the salat. They are standing in front of Allah. And this is in opposition to the sunnah. And keeping looking up to the right, to the left, and this weakens the khushu'. And also this is an indication that this person is not serious about his prayer, and he don't want to make his prayer a good one. He says, and he gave an example, he said, subhanAllah, if a person now is standing in a gathering or sitting in a gathering of a great man, a king or something, in this dunya, and if he was looking all over up to the right, people, they will say, behave, man, you're in front of the king, you're looking all over. He says, so what about when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? More so, you have to have the etiquette and humble yourself. He says, he came in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in this hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has written, those people who do this with the wa'id shadid, the severe threat. He came in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, certain people should stop moving their eyes and looking up to the sky or Allah in their salat, or Allah, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their vision away from them. He said, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam threatened these people who they look up to the sky, and therefore they busy themselves with that instead to focus on the prayer and have the khushu', and to ponder and reflect upon what they recite or what is recited. This threat is that Allah may take their vision away from them. They used to see, they used to distinguish between the thing, but because of this violation, they subject themselves to this severe threat that Allah may take their eyesight away from them, and they become blind after they used to see. Naima Sheikh.